Last night, old Joe held an emergency primetime address to the nation in front of reporters, where he actually answered some of their questions, which interrupted the regularly scheduled programming on the major broadcast networks in order to respond to the special counsel's decision regarding him stealing classified documents and holding them in his garage next to his prized possession, his Corvette. And you have to see what transpired to believe it. Well, I guess you can imagine what happened because they allowed him in front of a camera with people asking him questions. But you still have to see it. They decided not to charge him with a crime, unlike what they did to Donald Trump, even though he willfully kept classified information and knowingly transmitted it to others because, well, they basically determined that he's not mentally competent enough to stand trial and that he is an elderly man with a poor memory. In his prepared remarks, in his responses to the reporters, he lied and lied and lied again and, of course, made a complete fool of himself.
And all the stuff that was in my home was in filing cabinets that were either locked or able to be locked. It was in my house.
That's a complete lie because the special counsel investigations report shows this exhibit as some of the evidence on page 171, which is captioned "Garage Box with Classified Afghanistan Documents as Encountered by the FBI when they searched his residence on December 21st, 2022. Here's another bold-faced lie that is completely contradictory to the special counsel investigations report.
Not share classified information.
He did not share classified information.
I did not share it.
With your ghostwriter.
With my ghostwriter, I did not. Guarantee you did not.
He guarantees it. Well, according to the investigation, quote, at some point after learning of Special Counsel Hur's appointment, Mr. Biden's ghostwriter Mark Zwanitzer deleted digital audio recordings of his conversations with Mr. Biden during the writing of the book, Promise Me Dad. The recordings had significant evidentiary value. So he should be indicted for obstruction of justice and destroying evidence because nobody who writes a book with a famous politician, let alone the President of the United States, is going to delete the recordings of those conversations. Those are going to be some of his prized possessions. But as they noted, he only deleted them after he learned that a special counsel was set up to investigate Joe Biden having that classified material. And here's old Joe before a special counsel was investigating him for having classified material at his residence, the same thing that they want to throw Donald Trump in prison for the rest of his life, even though as president, Donald Trump had the authority to declassify whatever documents he wanted to. And when Joe Biden stole the documents that he kept at his residence, he was a senator and a vice president, didn't have the authority to declassify them.
You saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago. What did you think to yourself looking at that image?
He means the photos that the FBI took after they dumped the documents all over the floor. They were stored neatly in a box.
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that, I mean names of people who helped, or et cetera.
That's a good question, Joe. How could these classified documents about Afghanistan and other issues end up in your garage here? So Donald Trump has documents that he personally had the authority to declassify when he brought them to his residence at Mar-a-Lago, and that were stored in a secure area away from the general public, while old Joe just keeps them in an open box in his garage. And he doesn't get indicted. And let's not forget that Hillary Clinton also mishandled classified information, a lot of it, and of course, wasn't indicted.
110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received. 8 of those chains contained information that was top secret at the time they were sent. 36 of those chains contained secret information at the time, and 8 contained confidential information at the time.
But hey, nobody's above the law, right, liberal media?
The idea that no person is above the law is a bedrock principle of American justice.
No man is above the law, no matter what the crime.
And I agree with you. No man is above the law. No person is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one's above the law.
No one is above the law.
No man is above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No man is above the law.
He has to be held accountable. He's not above the law.
Obviously, they're all talking about Donald Trump because, as we know, Democrats are above the law. But it was after he got done reading the teleprompter and surprisingly took questions from the press that things got really interesting. And the first to speak up, of course, was Peter Ducey from Fox News. And a lot of people are wondering why the White House would allow old Joe to actually do this. Why would they even hold an emergency primetime address like this, let alone allow him to be asked questions by the media, who you'll see turned on him this time? And the logical answer is that they're trying to throw him under the bus and pave the path for Gavin Newsom to ultimately replace him.
The bottom line is the matter is now closed. I'm going to continue what I've always focused on, my job of being president of the United States of America. Now, thank you, and I'll take some questions.
President Biden, something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
It's
totally
out. How bad is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak. That's
my memory. Your memory has gotten worse, Mr. President.
My memory is not good. My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president.
Yes, we've seen you almost completely destroy the country, in part by allowing a foreign invasion of millions and millions of people. What was interesting about this press conference is, for the first time, probably ever, it wasn't just Peter Ducey who was asking real questions. In fact, all of the reporters there sounded extremely concerned and upset.
Mr. President, for months when you were asked about your age, you would respond with the words, "Watch me."
Many
American people have been watching, and they have expressed concerns about your age.
That is not the judgment of the press.
They express concerns about your mental acuity. They say that you are too old.
Did you notice that he couldn't even respond to her with clarity? He said, "That's not the judgment of the press." He meant to say, "That's not the judgment of the American people."
It's not the judgment of the press.
They express concerns about your mental acuity. They say that you are too old. Mr. President, in December, you told me that you believe there are many other Democrats who could defeat Donald Trump. So why does it have to be you now? What is your answer to that question?
I'm the most qualified person in this country to be president of the United States and finish the job I started.
And here's the best part. It's a double whammy. He decided to wrap up the press conference because it's obviously long past his bedtime. And then he changed his mind, and then, wait for it.
Period. Thank you all very, very much.
The hostage negotiation.
He's so mentally deficient and not in control that he can't even decide whether or not to end a press conference. He ends it, starts walking away, changes his mind, comes back, and then embarrasses himself with perhaps the biggest gaffe that he has ever made.
I'm of the view, as you know, that the conduct of the response in the Gaza Strip has been over the top.
That's not the part that I was talking about. That'll come up in just a second. But he obviously, well, it's kind of drifting in and out of consciousness and forgot that he is the president for a moment there because he said the unmentionable out loud that Israel is obviously trying to ethnically cleanse, and just remove all of the Palestinians from Gaza.
I think that, as you know, initially the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side.
Gee, Joe, I didn't know that Mexico bordered Israel. Of course, he was thinking about Egypt, and again, this during a primetime address and press conference, which was supposed to show that he is mentally competent enough to remain the president of the United States. Here is how the Associated Press categorized the bizarre event. Biden angrily pushes back at special counsel's report that questioned his memory and handling of docs. And, of course, they didn't mention his reference to Mexico in this article at all because, well, they're trying to protect him the best that they can. Others, however, are openly admitting what a disaster that was. And like I said, that may be because they're trying to throw him under the bus in order to replace him with Gavin Newsom at the convention. The Daily Beast, a leftist online waste of cyberspace, admitted the president may have wanted to squash reports questioning his mental acuity, but it appears he's done the exact opposite. Yes, he has. And if you post on Facebook that he is senile, you may get fact-checked and have your post grayed out and dumped down the memory hole, like Brit Hume was after he dared to admit the obvious on Fox News back in 2020 that Joe Biden is obviously senile. And so PolitiFact fact-checked that, and they talked to some geriatric experts, and they declared that this statement was false. Yes, there's nothing unusual happening here at all.
There is some movement, and I don't want to choose my words. There's some movement. There's been a response from the opposition. But
we've heard enough. And if you enjoy watching my videos, you'll really love reading my books. So order The War on Conservatives in paperback from Amazon.com or download the ebook from any of the major ebook stores. And of course, there's a link to the Amazon listing in the description below. So click it and head on over there and check it out.